Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Monday, August 17. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, it's the shopkeeper's puzzle. So, what are your plans for Christmas? That might seem like a foolish question, especially in August. It's likely that you haven't even thought about it. It's still summertime, after all, and you're more likely to think about your vacation. August is the most popular time for vacations. The federal government, House and Senate, are all on their summer break, as are most on Wall Street. For those of us in the Northeast, it's the time that the streets empty out here in the middle of the state, as seemingly everyone heads down to the shore. From Cape Cod to Rehoboth Beach, motels and beaches are all filled with people squeezing in a final break before fall begins. But while many of us are busy relaxing, there's a certain group that will make the most important business decisions of the year right now. They are the American shopkeeper, and this is the time they have to predict just what the average American's plans are for the holiday shopping season. From mom and pop to Wal and Mart, it is the time that they must order inventory for those year-end sales. With those supply chains still running a little slow, it's now that they have to place the orders to their suppliers so they can stock up the shelves for year-end sales sprees. At least they hope it's a spree. For many retailers, the last 6 weeks of the year can represent a third to even a half of their annual sales, and therefore the majority of their profits are made at the year-end. Incidentally, this is why many retail companies have staggered financial reports, not closing out their fiscal year until after January. This gives them the time needed to account for all those year-end sales. The federal government also has a staggered fiscal year because year-end is when most of its income, known as taxes, are accounted for. However, since the pandemic, the level of uncertainty for shopkeepers has escalated dramatically. It's difficult enough to try and predict customer behavior 5 or 6 months in advance, but currently there are entirely new levels of uncertainty. I've included a chart to help walk through the shopkeeper's puzzle. Things began to go really haywire during the economic lockdown of 2020 and 2021. Sales simply evaporated. In response, shopkeepers across the country cut back on their inventory. Well, if the whole story be told, there was little to no inventory for them to purchase as the international supply chain came to an abrupt halt. So with domestic supplies in lockdown and the ports of China closing, that continuous march of cargo ships across the Pacific ground to a trickle. By mid-July 2020, shopkeeper storerooms were empty. They had sold off much of their goods, and their shelves were suddenly bare. You likely remember all those photos on the internet of stores with nothing left. Then, in 2021 came the stimulus checks. By most estimates, $7 trillion was pumped into the economy by the federal government. People who didn't know where their next paycheck was coming from suddenly were flush with cash. This enabled them to meet their bills and perhaps spend a little extra. It was the world's largest ever sugar high. Cash literally came in from everywhere, and the world's largest inflation-costing injection of money took place. Shopkeepers didn't know what to do. People wanted to buy again, to return things to normal, but those storage rooms were nearly empty. The challenge for the shopkeepers was to build their inventory. Get on the phone, order more of everything. And they did. It took nearly a year to build back inventory levels to where it had been before the pandemic began. But they didn't stop there. Shopkeepers kept on buying inventory, not noticing that the stimulus checks had stopped and people's income was now flat. Throughout 2022, real personal income, that's income accounting for the impact of inflation, did not rise. For an entire year, people's income barely kept pace with the massively increasing inflation. And that's a problem that's not going away. Incomes are still barely keeping up with inflation. For the last 6 months, consumer income has risen less than 0.5% when accounting for that inflation. Simply put, customers have enough to pay their bills, but little else. If they're going to make that big year-end purchase, it's going to have to be done by using their credit cards. Unfortunately, the credit card alternative may be coming to an end, as last week it was reported that credit card debt has now reached an all-time high. At some point, I would expect that people's plastic will be maxed out. What's more, the interest on those credit cards has been steadily rising thanks to the Federal Reserve. So incomes are flat and credit cards are nearing their limits. It doesn't look good for year-end sales. Complicating the matters, as you can see in our charts, inventories are now extremely high, meaning that our friends, the shopkeepers, already have more than enough inventory on hand. They likely don't need any more. And this would explain why most of the major shipping companies are reporting that their volumes are very slow. From the U.S. Post Office to Maersk, the global shipping fleet, all of the transportation companies are reporting reduced shipments for trucks, planes, and ships. And the reduced shipments we see now will no doubt translate into lower sales in December. It's all part of the shopkeeper's puzzle, something that every retail store is dealing with currently. Unfortunately, so far, this year does not look good. And that's the value side for Monday, August 14. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are simply my own.